guess I would. Yacht Rock for musical rejoins every Friday. No better Yacht Rock for the smooth sounds of the 70s and the 80s than Fleetwood Mac's Free Hand On. We're pushing back our It's Okay, It's Not Okay a little bit so we can catch up with an old friend of ours. We'd like to welcome, for the first time in this studio, I believe, the Infinite Third himself, Billy Mays the Third. What's up, dude?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Man, it's good to see you again.
Me too.
Yeah, you've been, now I know you were up in North Carolina for a while. Are you back in the area now?
Yeah, I'm in St. Pete.
Very nice. Yeah. How long have you been back?
I think about 2 years now.
Cool.
I'm doing the St. Pete thing pretty hard.
Good. Yeah, that's a great place. Seth is a social media influencer for St. Pete.
I'm trying.
That's what I hear.
and he's trying to be anyway. And you are a very heady guy. I think that's a good way to put it. You have heady. A unique way of seeing the world and expressing your journey throughout the world. And people seem to gravitate to the way you express your thoughts, which is great. You are an artist of written word and of recorded music as well, doing some ambient stuff. Mm-hmm. He's on Twitter as Infinite Third. And go ahead, Seth.
Well, I was going to say, Billy, did your dad passing kind of influence or change the way you think? Because I saw a tweet that you had the other day and it said, just had this weird line of thought about my dad being dead. Yeah, it sucks, but at least I'll never have to experience him dying again.
Yeah, I remember that line. So you're asking if his death, like, change the way I like just do things.
Yeah, the way you look and think about things.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I credit the year 2009, the year he died, with kind of like the pivot of my life into the direction it's gone in now. And I think my music before that wasn't as maybe meaningful to me even. And then I kind of made an album in 2009 called Gently that was kind of therapeutic to getting through that.
Sure.
And so definitely, that's like the year that I've kind of took this direction and ended up here.
Yeah, and that happened when you were like 22 years old, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. And it obviously affects people in different ways, but all of us as sons, it affects us profoundly. Mm-hmm. You were able to reach deep inside yourself. Unfortunately for you, it was a very public thing because you had people who felt like they knew your dad because he was a pitchman on mm-hmm. TV, and then some unpleasantness surrounding his death, and then some stuff that happened immediately after that through the media.
Yeah,
had to be a little bit tougher dealing with it with the knowledge that everybody knew you were dealing with it.
Yeah, it's a really interesting thing how people on the internet just, like, I guess trolls or whatever, just it seems to be a thing that I've noticed with the offspring of famous people who die. They all tend to get harassed, which is blows my mind. So anytime I see, like, you know, the kids of Michael Jackson, or I remember Zelda Williams, Robin Williams' daughter, she left Twitter because people were harassing her. And I was just like, I totally relate to that in like a really specific way. So it kind of sucks.
Sad statement about our society, isn't it? That kids have to go through the worst thing a kid can go through. And then people are so miserable with their own lives that they get on the internet and they want to make that situation even worse for you to maybe, for no purpose other than to maybe lash out because they're hurting in their own life.
It's a vocal minority, I think. Most people are awesome. And it's gotten me, it's made me a lot of connections. You guys, you know.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, and that is a very healthy way of looking at it.
Yeah.
Now, how do you decide to make music with no lyrics? Because you have a book, you put out a book, so it's not like you don't have anything to say.
Well, I just put out this book. This book is like an afterthought. It's just, maybe it's all the built-up words that I never said in music. I put it out in book form.
Do you ever make music and go, okay, this could use some words or lyrics, or you don't want any part of that?
I mean, I don't know. One day I'll maybe sing a little more. I don't know. It's just how it is.
Is this your stuff right here?
Yeah. This is one of my albums right now.
Cool ambient stuff from The Infinite Third.
Now, when is the best time to listen to ambient music?
Oh, man. It depends. Like, my music, I call it ambient music. Ambient music comes from Brian Eno.
Yeah.
He said music that can be equally focused on or ignored. And I'm paraphrasing, but I make music that is like that, but I also make stuff that gets kind of intense and heavy. Like this song in particular, about 3 minutes later, it's going to get really heavy and big. So, you know, certain songs you can sleep to them, and they're 20 minutes long, and they just drone on and on. And some are just like your normal kind of post rock songs.
Now,
so.
Do you perform this stuff like in concert?
Yeah. Okay. It's a one man band kind of thing. I have like a 6x6 little gear that surrounds me, like a little station.
Right.
Pedals, guitar, amp. And I'm just kind of looping and building things, and a lot of the live set is improvised.
Nice.
And he'll just set up in the middle of a coffee shop, and you know, you look so happy just doing it. There's like nobody's even paying attention. They're just drinking their mocha mocha frappuccino, and he's just playing his music. He looks like he's in heaven.
Totally. I encourage people to kind of just do something. Don't feel like you have to like watch the show intently, although some people do. You could draw, sketch, read a book, stretch. Meditate, you know, I kind of like that about it, that people kind of take it upon themselves to like co-create the space with me.
Yeah, and that live performance is always something interesting. I have a buddy from Orlando, Q Burns Abstract Message, who does the same thing. He creates everything with a visual in concert, and it truly is something you can, like you said, and to paraphrase Brian Eno, you can definitely pay close attention to it, to all the changes, or
this is getting intense,
or do something else and allow the music to kind of wash over you as a background mood setter.
Now, Billy, I heard a rumor, and I really hope this is true. I heard that you are a fan of the WWE.
I am.
No way, dude. Come on.
I swear.
You're not.
Since 1993. WrestleMania 9 in Las Vegas. You trying to tune me out right now?
So I clown these guys all the time because they're obviously Neanderthals and troglodytes who enjoy wrestling. And I always think even they seem to me to be too evolved to enjoy wrestling.
You know, you said you were flummoxed by me because you thought that I was somewhat smart, but you can't believe I like wrestling. Now I'm in the Neanderthal category. I told you, Billy.
But if a creative genius like Billy Mays can be on board with the WWE.
I'll be honest. I'll give you the, it's not like I was always like appreciative of the art form of wrestling. I think I watched it growing up just through family and stuff. Getting me into it.
Right.
And then I became a fan just by default, you know, Generation X, NWO back in the day.
Sure.
And then I kind of went away from it and like got a little artsy with my life, you know. But I don't think it was until about like 3 or 4 years ago where it all just, I kind of got more comfortable in myself and I came back to it and I really saw it for this like athletic theater that it is. And it's beautiful and these people are so talented and it's a really specific art form. So I just like really appreciate the different levels of it now.
Now, you know, you're the only person in the world who would describe it that way. like there are no other wrestling fans who would put it as eloquently and beautiful as you just did. Let's get a little heavier.
I told you they were going to kill you, Billy, for liking wrestling.
Billy Mays is in studio with us. He goes by Infinite Third on Twitter. He has some ambient music. He's got some words.
Now, are you playing downtown St. Pete in front of Daddy Cool's tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Daddy Cool Records is letting me set up on the sidewalk. They're having a little sidewalk sale, noon to 4 p.m.
All right.
They're amazing. I don't know if you know Daddy Cool Records. They're one of my sponsors
great
for this whole
independent
series.
Yeah, just a phenomenal independent record
store. They've
done
so much for me, and it's going to be a blast. Just playing on one of my favorite blocks of St. Pete.
Now, what's going on? You do, like, you know, you just, people, if they want to donate, you're not charging anybody anything for your music or to watch you perform? Is that how it works?
This thing's called the Ambient Installation Series. I don't know what it is. I kind of came up with it, named it, but I've always been playing like this. I love to just set up in places for hours at a time and not so much, like, perform at people, but kind of just inhabit the space.
Yeah.
So I decided to go for this, and to my surprise, all the my favorite local businesses and spaces just like got it instantly. Were like, yes, I want to do it. And some of them sponsored me, and I was just like, okay, this is the thing I should do. So yeah, I accept donations. I put a little jar out. I sell my merch, so it's a little pop up shop. You know, some of them are more involved than others. Some of them are just background at a place while things are happening. Some of them are like really intense focused. You know, at a yoga studio or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And do they have the market tomorrow in St. Pete?
Of course.
So, I mean, you go down and grab the Saturday morning farmer's market, you get your waffle on.
Oh, from Sylvia.
And then wander over to Daddy Cool's
and
see the Infinite Third.
And Billy, does your family support you, or are they concerned that you're playing ambient music on a sidewalk in St. Pete?
I don't know, actually. I hope they're concerned. They stopped talking to me. I don't know.
Follow him on Twitter. He's at Infinite Third. You can go see him tomorrow afternoon at Daddy Cool Records as he does an ambient installation. This is his music you hear in the background. Now, the book, where can people pick that up? Can they go to rememberyouaredreaming.com?
Yeah. For the book, you can find it on amazon.com. It's called Impersonal Verses.
Great.
But everything about my music and everything, you could go to infinitethird.com, T-H-I-R-D. RememberYourDreaming.com is our collective, so you can find a lot of information there.
Now, RememberYourDreaming.com, does that mean that this is all a dream that we're experiencing right now? None of this is real?
Yeah.
Damn it.
I hate to break it to you.
I always worry about that because I feel sometimes when I wake up in the morning, I really can't believe that I get to live this life. Like, sure, we all have pains in the ass. We all stub our toe from time to time. But, like, I'll lay there in bed, especially this morning because it was payday. And I'll lay there in bed and I'll go, they pay me what I consider to be a ridiculous amount of money to do something that I would do for free that nobody in this country gets to do.
Right? Yeah.
This has to be a dream. Like this.
You're living the dream.
This literally has to be a dream that someone else is having that I get to be a part of.
Yeah.
What, now, how is this a dream? Did I not really hug you out there? Like, I want to, because it feels real. So tell me how.
I don't know. I mean, just think about how absurd it is that we're all sitting here talking into these electronic things and people out there in their own dreams are like hearing it. And
right.
We're just like a side little part of it. And right now we're like, we're here in it. And it's just like, we make these linear, like, explanations of why that's normal, but it's not normal. We didn't place this stuff here. It all just kind of fell to us.
Right.
And we're here. It's unfolding in front of us. We don't really have much control. We're just kind of like floating through it, you know?
All the world's a stage and we are merely players.
Yeah.
I believe it was Geddy Lee who said it so poetically back in the day.
Yep. I'm a little afraid right now.
Don't be afraid. There's nothing to be afraid of.
Just go with it, bro.
Yeah, man. Somebody just tweeted and said, what's the drug recommendation for music as this? And I answered, I think an answer that Billy Mays would be proud of, life.
Life, there you go.
Life is the drug that you need to experience music
smoke
like this.
Some of it.
Yeah, smoke some of life. Snort up some life, main life, some life.
Can I get a quarter pound of life, please?
Oh, dude, we're giving out free life.
Has anybody got a good life hookup out there?
I want the life with no seeds in it.
Yeah, I got this swag life that I've been experiencing for a long time. I want the life that's sticky.
Are you going to do anything over his music?
I don't think this music can be rapped over.
Really? I thought you were going to try.
Seth was
like to hear that.
Seth was like, find some of his music that you could rap over, and I would be very difficult to do so. I mean, I consider myself somewhat chameleonic when it comes to the music that I can flow over. And by flow, I mean rap horribly, but I'll try the next song sequence. I this is all blind.
Oh, no,
I'm going
no,
in raw.
That's
not
no
sequence.
Beat. That's
not
good.
No beat on that.
No beat.
All right, very good. Search engine, sleep. What about that one?
No. All these know. you could maybe like chant to like a Buddhist monk.
Yeah.
No.
Still nothing?
No. You're going to have to go deep to find the ones that
Damn
are like
it.
Beats for you to rap on.
I like this, though.
Yeah. Me too. Like, it's perfect. Like, sit around with your friends, play a little Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah.
All right.
John, you think you could take a bath to this music?
Oh, gosh. This is great for a nice Epsom soak.
Yes. It's good Epsom soaking music. Brian Eno, for those who don't know, an experimental noise artist who produced some fine, fine albums through the year.
He's still producing fine albums, by the way.
Yeah, he did U2's Unforgettable Fire, did an amazing job on that.
Yeah.
That really made that album from a regular U2 album into a spacey, beautiful, ethereal experience.
He also produced what I consider to be one of the only good Coldplay albums, Viva La Vida.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's Eno produced.
Yeah, that's why it's got all those world instruments.
I'll be damned.
Yeah.
He also produced an album that no one has in their collection other than me by one of my favorite bands, James, from Manchester, England. He did their album Wawa, and it is a beautiful sonic masterpiece to hear this Manchester shoegazing band with the spacey sounds of a Brian Eno.
Nice.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Let's see if I can find something from James Wawa.
So are we going to, like, have a wrestling match then? Like a tag team?
Yeah. Would you guys like to wrestle him?
Well, did you say that you were trying to get New Day to hear some of your music?
Yeah, I have this project called Mouth Council, which is kind of my side thing, and it's vocal looping.
Okay.
So we sit in a circle with whoever's around, other bands or strangers or friends, and I pass around a microphone. I kind of beatbox, and then I pass around the mic. We could do it, you know, like this, and then everyone would kind of input their thing. People rap, people talk, sing.
I think I like that.
Like, we should do it on the show sometime.
You do it. Start us off
well,
with a little beatbox.
My looper, you know.
Oh,
it's a whole setup.
Damn. Do you think you, without the looper, do any beatboxing? Could you think you could?
You can maybe do something. You want to? Are you going to rap?
I will if you'll beatbox. I'm going to use the Billy Mays lyrics, too. Infinite third. You heard? Don't be a nerd like Potsy. Roxy on Thursday nights in Orlando ran crap for Thursday nights for years. Man, oh man, like Lando Calrissian on that planet that I can't think of, but it was in the clouds, and he sold Han Solo out to Darth Vader. Crossfader in between the turntable and the mixer. Elixir where it counts. Got not mad amounts of cash in my pocket. Gonna rock it somewhere in the center. Enter is where you are. Impersonal verses are no rehearses. Billy Mays, the infinite third. The word, no need to look very far. Everywhere but the center is where I've been. Got these rhymes that can't be obscene. Cause I'm on the FM dial. Smile, you're on candid camera. Alan Funt, I can smell your runt. That was a candy, not dandy. If I said, see you next Tuesday on the radio. Oh, lady, oh, I did not mean to offend thee. I've gone to the door, but I cannot go in. Keep it flowing, and you know I will go into the exit. Enter into this headspace. True Garabo, Billy Mays with that bass.
The Magic Conch Show.
Not afraid to blow my conch in
front
of you.
Put that in a loop.
We need to loop the conch too. Are we? I would love to be in on one of those sessions with your sequencer and everything.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We could bring the conch and oh man, I'm excited.
Have me back. Let's do it.
All right,
it'll be super fun.
Anytime, yeah, anytime you want. All right. So tomorrow, go see Billy Mays, Infinite Third, at Daddy Cool Records. He is a phenomenal human being. He will open your mind and expand your horizons.
You're at what? 12 to 4 tomorrow?
Yep, 12 to 4. InfiniteThird.com has all the dates. We're going until May before I go on the road. So they're still popping up in April and May.
Fantastic.
All different kinds of places.
My friend, it is always great to catch up with you. I hope everybody goes out to see you tomorrow for the installation. And everybody pick up his music. He's a great guy, a phenomenal human being, and an inspiration to us all. Billy Mays, safe travels to you.
Thank you,
my friend.
Guys.
We'll have It's Okay, It's Not Okay next, where you'll find out how Westworld has come to life, especially.